I guess if you don't mind, can we start with Drew? And is there like a target date in your mind that you would like to say things are signed, sealed, and delivered on a certain point?
I don't know that there's a target date. Obviously, we want to get him signed and want him to be our quarterback, you know, for as long as he wants to be our quarterback. I'm not anticipating any problems. I know that Drew wants to be with the New Orleans Saints, and the New Orleans Saints want Drew Brees. So we'll make it happen.
Is it because of you've done this twice with him before? There's a comfort level and a respect level, and you just get to a certain point that you there's an understanding of, hey, this is all going to work itself out.
Well, I don't want to be that casual about it. It's important. It's important to him, and it's important to us. So I wouldn't say there's no casualness about it. It's just, look, he's been our quarterback for a long time, and it's been a great thing for our city, great thing obviously for our team, and I'm anticipating that he's going to continue that. So, and look, he's stated that he wants to be our quarterback, so that's good.
As far as events like this, I know the last two draft classes have been extremely successful for you all. Is this kind of where the genesis of that begins, so to say?
Well, no, I think the genesis for that begins with our area scouts in our college scouting department, pounding the pavement during the college season, starting last August. And so that's where it begins. And this is more toward the back end of the process than the front end. It is the first kind of introduction for myself and Sean, if you were here. But it's begun a long time before this.
If I could ask one more question about the quarterbacks. Last year, Sean made no secret of the interest you all had in Patrick Mahomes. Because Drew's 39, even with the new contract, do you look at these guys more closely? Is that a position you evaluate more closely because of his age?
Well, I think that we've been examining the quarterbacks for a number of years now with the idea that, hey, let's get some guys in the pipeline that can be developed. And so we're always in the business of quarterbacks. And look, we like the guys that we've had, this year, Chase and Taysom behind Drew. But you're always looking at it, at the guys that are going to be available, and you never know who may drop to you or who may be available at a pick where, you might value a quarterback. So I think that we've, the answer to your question is I think we've paid serious attention to the quarterbacks for a number of years.
So, flip up, is there that position in this class? There's a lot of talk about this being a deep quarterback class.
Yeah, I don't know that I can tell you that right now. Like I said, this is kind of my first introduction. We'll see. I think this is part of the process of evaluation, and our college staff and Jeff Ireland and our group will, we'll assess that as we go forward.
Can you explain how meetings go with players? Like, you come into this and have a certain number of players that you meet with. Are you allowed to have a certain number of players?
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been here for 2 days already, and Monday we had 14 straight hours of interviews. So, we have appointments that we set up, and we get to spend 20, 30 minutes with each guy, and we get to, walk them through a lot of questions. We get them talking. We try to get them talking a lot. We give them a little test, a football test, and it just gives us a little better feel for them off the field. We'll get the majority of the players that are here over the course of the week. I think our guys do a good job of that, and it's the same process that we and same interview process we go through at the combine. We just get a little more time here.
So you watch the practices. You walk us through what the rest of your day today will be like, and
who
will
leave
after
time. We'll go through the practices. This evening we've got a number of appointments with players, so we'll get a little dinner break, and they'll have meetings. Got to work around their schedule, and then we'll have a group of guys in tonight. And continue the interview process. And look, our scouting staff, they're going to be here through the week.
Is it fair or unfair? Everybody wants to draw comparisons in a lot of things in life. Do you look at players here and say, this guy reminds me of this person, or this guy reminds me of that? Is that fair or unfair? Because people see Baker Mayfield, and because of the stature, they say he looks like Drew Brees.
Yeah. I think part of that process when you're going through these college players is to hey, who's he like? You know, that's one of the questions. Who's he compared to? You know, it helps you develop a vision for that player, you know, for your team. So I think that's fair. It's fair to do that. Look, we're not always right about it, but it's fair to do that.
I know Mike asked Sean this, and, you know, obviously a successful season this year, and you know, everybody's very optimistic. But Sean, I think, said it's not a utopia. Is the feeling the same with your people and your department as well,
yeah,
knowing that we've had some success, but we want to have sustained success and not fall back into those 7-9 campaigns?
Well, yeah, because look, nothing's promised, right? And our team next year will be different than our team this year. We'll have some different guys, and there'll be some players that go and some that come in, and our opponents will be different. The circumstances will be different. Hopefully the injury rates will be different in our favor. So I don't think you can ever look at anything that you've done and say that's promised for the future. We're always looking to improve our process. Look, our guys, and we have gotten a lot of credit for this last draft class, but we've made plenty of mistakes, you know, and we need to learn from those and try not to repeat them. And so that's part of what we do.
Do you think, I know the draft and the free agents in recent years have been good, do you think your thought process will be this year, continue hopefully down that same path? Because I know, you know, a few years ago it was Jarvis Bird. It may have been maybe kind of a splashier signing, or do you think it'll be more of moves that benefit us that may not, you know, AJ Klein may not look like the splashiest signing, but it's obviously something that paid off in a huge way.
Well, I think every year is different, partly because of who's available. And so we haven't got that decision yet. You know, we're just going through our off-season process, you know, evaluations and where we see needs for ourselves and who's available and what are we going to, you know, need to do to fill those needs. So it's too early in the process for me to say that, hey, we're going to approach it in one way or another. I like to think that we're open and smart enough to approach problems and you know, in different ways and find different solutions given, you know, what's available.
Indian borrow a player you want to get back?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I'm not going to talk about any individual player. I don't think that's fair to do, and I think it's too early to do anyway.